I'd like now to welcome Linda Siegel with today's legislative update. Welcome, Linda.
Good morning, Mary Charlotte.
So child care is another issue that we have not yet discussed. What's happening in the legislature?
Well, of course, as you know, Mary Charlotte, that child care is essential for a lot of working families to actually be able to go to their jobs and know that their kids are taken care of. And the state of New Mexico and the Children, Youth, and Families Department and the administration are very supportive of child care. We spend in New Mexico about $75 million providing subsidized child care to people who are on TANF, our welfare program, and to low-income people who are getting off of TANF and what we call the working poor. And there are some very important issues in the legislature this session trying to make sure that we keep providing child care to those who are at about 200% of poverty so they can get some, they pay a copay, so it's a partially subsidized. And the legislature is dealing with that. And one of the things we've heard is that the stimulus package is going to infuse about $17 million into child care programs in New Mexico. So as it's harder and harder to keep jobs, child care is going to be a very important issue.
What does that mean when you say 200% of poverty?
Well, that for probably a family of three, I think, like a single parent and two kids, is about almost $16,000 a year. So that's not a lot of money. And what that does is help the person would pay for part of the child care, and then the state would subsidize part of the child care. So it is important. And today there are a number of child care providers up here in the rotunda, and they've all got their tables set up, and they're going to be going around talking to legislators about these important programs.
So is the question that programs not be cut?
Yes, that's one of the keys, trying to make sure that we can keep, in these hard economic times, keep that level of expenditure at least where it is, and maybe with this federal money coming in, that'll be able to bring it up a little more. And then there are some other programs which have been very vital that have been developed over the last 5 years called the pre-K program, where four-year-olds can either go to public school programs or to child care programs. It's sort of like, well, it's pre-kindergarten. A number of years ago, we implemented kindergarten programs in the public schools. But this is a very innovative way that many states are using, where you can also, the money can also go to child care providers and they do the pre-K program, or it can go to the public schools where they do the pre-care program. And there's a bill up today, actually, to maintain that split at 50% going to the child care programs and 50% going to the public education department programs.
Pre-kindergarten amounts to child care, doesn't it? Or, I mean, what is it? What do? They play.
Well, the child care providers have been saying, we've been doing pre-kindergarten for 40 years. That's what we do. It's about learning while you're playing. It's about gathering social skills. It's about learning how to work with other kids and adults. And it's like preparing kids. One of the things that we've seen in New Mexico is that if children don't go to child care programs and they go straight to kindergarten, they may not have social skills. They may not have been hanging out with other kids. They may not have been learning. And learning is not necessarily, oh, you need to know your alphabet or you need to know the numbers by the time you get to kindergarten, but it's being ready to learn, already learning about thinking and critical thinking, but doing that in the context of playing, not trying to, like, sit little four-year-olds down and go, okay, now you got to memorize the alphabet.
Right.
That's not how they do it.
Yeah, four-year-olds critical thinking sounds a little dubious.
Well, you know, getting ready for critical thinking. You know, thinking, learning how to think. I mean, kids know how to do this, but they need those stimulating environments where you have different kinds of educational toys to play with and learn how to work with and play with other children.
Linda Siegel is with us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with the Legislative Update right before the 9 o'clock hour. thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe, Linda Siegel.
Thank you. Mary Charlotte. Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. KSFR streams live on the web at ksfr.org. You can email me at radiocafe@ksfr.org or leave a message at 428-1528. We are podcasting at the website santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can hear the show whenever you want, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services, and you can subscribe to the show on iTunes. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, the Colors of Jazz.
Colors of Jazz. Diverse, eclectic, surprising. Only on KSFR, Mondays, 9 a.m. to noon.